After a day of confusion and diplomatic affront with China, the United States military has beat a hasty retreat from its own suggestion that it'll station high-tech B-1 bombers here in Australia. The Pentagon has issued an apology for the statement, which was made yesterday by its Assistant Defence Secretary for Asia and the Pacific, saying that while it does plan to send a mix of fighter, bomber and tanker aircraft to Australia, the B-1 won't be amongst them. Pentagon spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Poole has been explaining the situation to our North America correspondent Michael Vincent.
During the May 13th Foreign Senate Relations hearing, ASD, that's Assistant Secretary of Defense for Asia Pacific, David Scheer, misspoke when he stated that B-1 bombers and surveillance aircraft will be placed in Australia. We have officially since corrected the record with the Senate to read, "We will be operating a mix of additional Air Force assets in Australia on a rotational basis, including fighter, bomber, and tanker aircraft."
So when he said emphatically, "We will be placing," that was wrong?
Yes, it was wrong.
Do you plan to put B-1 bombers in Australia on a rotational basis?
No, we have no plans at this time for that.
The initial comment was that plans were being finalized. What changed?
He misspoke on the topic. There was actually no plans on this whatsoever. When he returned back to the building, that's when he realized, you know, he misspoke, and we began the process of correcting this officially with the Senate.
But 24 hours after he spoke at the Senate, the statement from the Pentagon read, "Plans are still being finalized." There was no initial correction. It took the reports being broadcast in Australia to draw that correction.
Actually, that's not correct. We had to correct it this with the Senate first before we could go out and correct it everywhere or anywhere else. So since he misspoke in front of the Senate, we had to correct there first.
Right, but the statement from the Pentagon initially, which was more than 24 hours after he spoke at the Senate, was that plans are being finalized.
Right, there currently is our working agreement with on what we're rotating to Australia has not been finalized, but there is no plan as of now to send B-1 bombers on a rotational basis or any surveillance aircraft to Australia on a rotational basis.
Yes, but that correction came more than 24 hours after he spoke at that Senate Foreign Relations Committee meeting, not immediately after he spoke at that committee meeting.
Correct.
Right. So
I'm lost on your point here.
No. Well, you said that he changed that. He corrected it as soon as he got back to the office.
No. We began the process of correcting it because it was the Senate had closed or had been finished with her business for the day, so we had to do it the following day.
Right.
And so, it became official late last night.
Right. So it took a day for that correction to be made.
To the Senate. Then after that is when I responded to your email saying, yes, he did misspeak last night.
Foreign Policy magazine, their correspondent says they've had word from a DOD official that this is still in the planning to send B-1 bombers to Australia.
Well, we sent B-52 bombers to Australia before, but I'm not sure where he heard that or she heard that. This is really nothing more than a matter of someone misspeaking. There's nothing else to it.
Yeah, but this is the Assistant Secretary for Defense for Asia and the Pacific giving testimony to your Congress about U.S. plans regarding China in the South China Sea.
Correct.
But even in
that setting, you could still misspeak.
Right. So he has corrected the record, and there are no plans to send B-1 bombers or surveillance craft to Australia.
That is correct.
What other bombers are being planned to send to Australia?
Right now, we are still finalizing our plans, but I can tell you there is no surveillance aircraft or B-1 bombers being considered to be sent to Australia on a rotational basis.
But, as you said in your statement, there are bombers being planned to be sent to Australia.
Well, I said it, we have placed B-52 bombers there in the past, as recently as one was there on a training exercise last December.
So beyond training exercises, do you have any other reason to be putting B-52 bombers in Australia or any other bombers in Australia?
Do we have any other reason besides of
training or exercises?
We could, but as of right now, our plans are still on, you know, we're still planning.
And have you had any contact with Chinese officials to explain this position?
No, we have not.
Pentagon spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Poole speaking there to Michael Vincent in Washington.